Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we're doing a fun little bonus thing here to tide us over. I kind of thought we would just... So you went back and rewatched the first episode.
I did.
And so I
watched it.
You watched it. And I was just curious to see what it felt like. So to be clear, we're going to be talking about the first episode of the entire series.
Yeah, but episode one, season one.
Yes, but from the perspective of having seen the first three seasons. So don't listen to this unless you've watched the first three seasons, because probably things will come up.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming most people have, right. But thanks for the disclaimer.
So what were your initial thoughts watching the first episode again?
Well, at first, I don't know if this was just my computer, the way it was. And I figured out it is like the lighting that they do, but Carrie looks like a redhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her hair is a different color.
Yeah, and I never would have thought that when we first watched it because I didn't know what Carrie was. I'm still not sure what she is. Is she a person or is she an alien? No, I'm just saying, like, I realized that this time. And then I also realized she looks like Bette Midler, like that haircut she has and everything. She looks like Bette Midler in Beaches. She also looks like Bette Midler on the cover. There's like a cartoon drawing Bette Midler of the self-titled album.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? I
can
totally see it.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that next to it on Instagram. And then we go to the next scene and I'm like, oh, she's a blonde.
Okay.
Also, another thing I realized is, I don't know if this was HBO doing this or Michael Patrick King, but with Elizabeth and that guy, like the whole storyline, we never see them again and we never really do anything like that again.
Right.
So I'm assuming Elizabeth is like one of Carrie's writer friends.
Elizabeth was attractive and bright, and right away she hooked up with one of the city's typically eligible bachelors.
But it's just like, okay, and this idea didn't really work, so we're never going to do it again. But Elizabeth is
It is a little bit out of the book.
Yeah.
Like the book has that kind of framing device.
Right, and
friends.
I thought maybe they thought it would be like every episode is a new friend that we talk about.
Yeah, I wonder.
You know, there's the talking to camera stuff, which now I see it as jarring. At first, I was like, why are you guys freaking out about this? It's fine. It's just how the show is.
How the hell did we get into this mess?
And now what I thought was interesting is, so we're introduced to all these women, and we meet Charlotte, and she says,
most men are threatened by successful women. If you want to get these guys, you have to keep your mouth shut and play by the rules.
In that moment, I was like, Charlotte is smarter than we think. Like, she gives us right away that she's just, when it comes to men, going to play by the rules.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to kind of let them have their thing. And of course, we meet Skipper.
I totally believe that love conquers all. Sometimes you just have to give it a little space. And that's exactly what's missing in Manhattan. The space for romance.
Which is a beautiful moment for me. And I noticed on his computer that he's reading about Mad Magazine. That was another thing, is like when I watched this for the first time, I was trying to figure out what's going on. And now I can focus more on like the background.
Right.
Which also happens in, I forgot to mention it, but in the first scene when they're at the art opening, which is such a New York thing, they say. Everyone is in glasses of some sort in the background. Either like chunky artsy glasses. A lot of people are in sunglasses. There's a guy with just goggles on his head. And then the caterer waitress has like chopsticks in her hair, but they're off to the side. So that was fun. I love the line, what women really want is Alec Baldwin.
Uh-huh.
Because I Alec Baldwin and Mr. Big, to me, are in the same category.
Definitely, absolutely.
So I thought that was kind of funny. And then we talk about Jeremiah the poet.
It's like that guy Jeremiah the poet. I mean, sex was incredible. But then he wanted to read me his poetry and go out to dinner and the whole chat bit. And I'm like, let's not even go there.
I'm like, well, Samantha gets her own poet when they go to
right,
L.A.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's all these poets trying to read to you later? And this ties into what we're about to talk in season 4, episode 1, but Carrie has a cell phone on the table. In this
oh,
episode.
Does she?
Yeah, she is the only person that has, I'm assuming it's hers because it's to her left, and I think it's like a little flip phone. I could be wrong.
Interesting.
But there is a cell phone on that table.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a flip phone would be the thing. And then we talk about, we meet Kurt Harrington. This is the Elise show, by the way, so you're welcome, everyone.
Yes.
Then we talk about Kurt Harrington and how she had him at 26, 29, 31, and she keeps going back to him, which I thought was interesting because Carrie's the girl who can't say no. She does this with Big, we see in
right.
seasons 1, 2, and 3. And then she takes Kurt they go to his place, and I noticed this too when he comes up from like going down on her. There's this wet spot on the sheets.
Oh wow! They're really going for realism there.
No, it wasn't, because it's not where he would have been. And then I was like, wait, Carrie's apartment is different. And Carrie's apartment is different. Yes. It's a different apartment. This one has a lot more lighting features. There's some Tiffany lamps. There's like a chandelier with like champagne flutes hanging from it.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's I think that's like the biggest difference, is that like her apartment becomes such a part of the show.
Yeah, is there a desktop in her new apartment, a huge desktop computer?
I don't think so.
Or is that the first and only time Carrie uses a desktop? Yeah. So I thought that, speaking of lamps, when we go to Chaos, those lampshade hats. still want one of those. That's not going to, it's not going to really ever go away, I think, in my heart. And then there's this whole thing where when I first watched this, I knew about Mr. Big, but I didn't really know about Mr. Big or what was going to happen. And Big rejects Samantha right away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She, like, rejects him, and she's kind of upset about it.
Yeah, it's a thing that I always go back to when I watch that, and I think we sort of, in the future, will forget that once upon a time, right, Samantha tried to get
and
with
Carrie
Mr. Big.
And Carrie didn't really care.
Yeah.
And then she's yelling taxis again. And, you know, the interesting thing is, like, they never do talk about that. I don't know. I thought it was interesting because Al is the driver's name, by the way. When he pulls over, I found this up on my Amazon things that pop up. So when he pulls over, Al, Mr. Big's driver, the windows are not tinted. But then once they're in the car, the windows are tinted.
Okay.
Fun fact. Yeah, but I just thought it was really interesting that in the first three seasons or ever, Samantha's never like, hey, I kind of like that guy. Yeah. You know, and I guess with Samantha, there's always a new guy, so it doesn't really matter. And that's kind of it.
Now, what did you think? There is much talk about Samantha's final moment in the pilot episode, where she ends up with the guy.
Right, that Charlotte was with.
And the look on her face of people sort of trying to determine what, if at first Samantha was going to go in a different direction, if she was experiencing some kind of regret.
Oh, I didn't even notice. I should have noticed that.
Yeah, there's that moment. I think we've talked about it in the
first.
Yeah,
I remember now. You know what? To be honest with you, I don't necessarily know if after watching this, I would have been like, I'm in. I think I would have been like, eh, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I like the show now, but I think the show is not what this pilot is.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So we are recording this just before we record our season 4 premiere episode. Mm-hmm. So how did it feel? I mean, I know it's not the same as like back in the day when I had to wait like 10 months for the new season to start. But was it fun starting season 4? Like, were you excited to get back into it?
Yeah, it was. And it went completely differently than what I thought it was going to do. Because right away on season 4, we see like, and now introducing Chris Noth. And I was like, well, they don't say that. There's not like a producer that comes out, but that like flashed up on the screen. I was like, oh, he's here. I thought maybe like Aiden would be with that girl or Pete or something. But yeah, so that was cool. And actually I was, there wasn't too much of a cliffhanger in the last episode.
Right.
They were all like, we're happy to be where we are. So I think that was, it wasn't like, okay, what's happening next?
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like this whole idea of cliffhanging really started with like the Netflix stuff, where they leave you on those super big, like, because you have to binge watch it then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are famous ones like back in the day, like Who Shot JR and stuff like that. And yeah, there are shows that use, but I think we kind of talked about this too, that like I like that Sex and the City isn't so much about cliffhangers. Because my whole thing is like, I'm in. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to like make me crazy to watch
the
next episode.
I know,
like, so anyways, all right, well, that's it. Just our look back at the first episode and give you something to listen to while you're waiting for season 4 to start. And season 4 will be back right away. Bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. We're back next week with the first two episodes of Season 4.
I mean, you know, there are famous ones like back in the day, like Who Shot JR and stuff like that.
Is that Twin Peaks?
No, it's Dynasty.
Editor's note, it was Dallas.